if I'm not mistaken, didn't the Lakers play that way? I mean, I thought they played up-tempo. You know, doing the Showtime days, you know, you still got to put the ball in the basket. So, yeah, I think you can win that way. And obviously you got to have you know, you got to have talent and you got to have good teams. We were really good here. We couldn't get past San Antonio, but they also won three championships, you know, by knocking us out of the playoffs. So, you know, sometimes the timing is just not right. I just think it's I look at what Georgia have done there. And, you know, if you're voting for Coach of the Year right now, and I know that Miami's playing great, great basketball, but what Georgia have done there has been nothing short of miraculous, really. I mean, he's taken a bunch of guys and he got them playing together and he's got them playing hard, and they're playing really good basketball, good fundamental basketball. But the way they attack on the break, I tell you, they have you on your heels the entire game. And that's in Denver or on the road.
Yeah, Coach, you know, that's a great point. It's hard to not give Coach Carl the nod when it comes to Coach of the Year. But I think right now for Coach Carl is you know, we had him on the show a few weeks ago. His whole thing is proving to the NBA that you can win a team built this way, that you don't have to have that superstar like a LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Kobe Bryant, Dwight Howard, somebody like that. He really believes that you can put together a team and win a championship the way they have in Denver. And I tell you what, the way it's looking right now, they're going to have a chance. I don't know if they can do it, but I tell you what, I may not bet on them, but I'm not going to bet against them. Put it to you like that. They great. Definitely have a legit chance because they can do something that they haven't been able to do in the past. Great, they're not great a great defensive team, but they can get stops. Now, JaVale McGee gives them the ability at times to insert him in the game, him with Kenneth Faried. They can now bring a defensive element to the game. And Wilson Chandler is playing as good as anybody in the league, and he's another good defender. And with Andre Miller, they can put a defensive team on the floor now when they need stops.
Well, and I think people underestimate, like, a guy like Kuffers. You know, you look at him and you go, but that guy is a very effective player. He's good defensively, a smart player. You know, he's had some career games already this year. So when you see how deep that team is in Denver, and then the one guy that no one seems to really talk about is that, you know, you talk about Ty Lawson. He's probably as good as any point guard in the NBA. I know he's as quick as any point guard. And, you know, I watched him play against Chris Paul last week, and, you know, they did a phenomenal job in beating the Clippers last week, you know, one of the elite teams in the league. And when you add all that up, they go about 9 or 10 deep, and there's going to be a night where one of those guys have it going. You know, there's not going to be a night where all 10 guys are struggling. So they're deep enough that, you know, when some guy doesn't have it going, they're going to be able to have it going. But I think the one point that you made, Sam, that I think is really important is that they might not be a great defensive team, but, boy, when they need stops and McGee and those guys are in there, and Lawson and Andre Miller, who I had the privilege of coaching in L.A. for a year, it's as smart a player as there is in the NBA.